What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking 8, alongside Super Duper Danny on location and Mr. Jordan Fringe.
Hello!
Not on location.
You're live from Portland, Oregon, from my brother's guest bedroom.
I thought that was just a new studio.
Yeah, it's my new studio with just pictures of my brother.
I thought you were going to announce that you were done with Pokemon and you got rid of everything. And now you live a very, you know, blank wall life with no Pokemon behind you.
I'm very minimalist now. Yeah. Got nothing. Yeah, just plain white walls and a few portraits. That's all we need. We're simple people now.
Give us a little bit of a tour here. But we're going to talk about Pokemon stuff here in just a few moments. Pokemon card 151. The TCGO is sunsetting. We got starter decks and we got Antiques Roadshow. We're going to talk about all
sunsets?
That.
Sunsets?
Yeah.
I love a good sunset.
Well,
this is not a sunset.
This is not a good one. Not a good one. Generally, I like sunsets sometimes, but not this one.
But yes, give us a little bit of a tour here. What's going on in this
Wait, you
location?
You want a tour of
Danny?
My on-site location?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's your brother's room?
My brother's room is great. Thanks for asking. So here I got in the luxury suite. I got a nice couch over here. All right. There's a bunch, like a whole collage of pictures of my brother and his wife and the dog and their friends on all their adventures.
I thought that blanket was the dog.
What?
I literally thought it was a cat.
I thought it was some sort of animal just laying there.
It's a blanket. My brother does have a really cute golden retriever, though. Oh, and this weekend, they were watching their friend's corgi. So, in the home, there was two dogs, two really, really cute dogs. I lost my mind. I was having so much fun. Anyway, dogs are really cute. I got woken up to with kisses, doggy kisses. Oh. It was really sweet. Anyway, over in this corner, you can't see because my pillow's here, but there's a bunch of disc golf stuff. Like how we have our collections of things like on shelves. Mm-hmm. My brother's got a big stack of disc golf stuffs.
I see two.
No, it's underneath. There's
I see two golfs that can disc.
Two shelves full, and then like a whole bag full, and I think he's got more.
I know people can't see this, but I just want to just paint a picture here. You say huge collection. Jordan and I literally can only see two hanging on a wall, and that's it.
Let me try to take a picture of it for you. Hold on. I'm also holding my microphone. So I can like...
You're doing a great job, though.
Yeah, this is so exciting. Okay, yeah, here's the photo of the disc golf stuff. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's a lot of disc golf.
It's like a library.
It's a library of discs. Mm-hmm. And they all do different stuff. They all got different weights. And
now,
like,
what shape is that lamp?
The shape of the lamp? I think it's a cacti.
You tell me.
What do you mean the shape of the lamp?
I don't know. It's like an interesting design.
Yeah, it is. It's funky. It's eccentric. I got to show you my coffee cup. Oh, we might get into that a little later. But
we'll get into that.
Look at their cup. They got fun cups.
Is that like the torso of Winnie the Pooh?
Probably.
Oh.
But made out of, like, I don't know, some kind of sculpted thing. Painted.
Clay?
Yeah. Could be. I don't know.
You're in a lovely area. Also, we'll point out that of all those pictures in the background, you're not in a single one of them.
I got a bone to pick with my brother because I didn't make their wall of fame. They have this whole wall with all these frame pictures, and I'm not in a single one.
As it should be.
It's
a little sad. It's a little sad. I'm sorry.
This is unreal. I got to ask him about that.
You're on location. You're heading out to a different area right now. We'll keep that top secret. But you're still here doing the podcast with us this week. As you're traveling around, are you tired? What'd you do this weekend? Tell me everything. All the details.
You want all of the gossip? Is that what you said?
Right. We're going to go around. You know, we're all sitting at a table. And we're going to start with you.
Okay.
What'd you do this weekend?
Tea time. So, this weekend, I went to the Pokemon Regional Championships in Portland, Oregon at the Oregon Convention Center. It was really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't compete. Oh.
It's Oregon.
What?
No, tell us about Oregon.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we went to that event. I was just spectating. So I went there and I saw everybody playing. I got to go check out all the little vendor things. See where they, like, record people for the stream. They had, like, three big stages set up for each of the games. Pokemon Go, Pokemon, the VGC. Trading card game and the video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had like three different stages, and then they had those people up there like playing, and it was like you could see the stream next to it. I thought that was pretty cool. It was like a little behind the scenes. We've kind of seen that at the other championships and stuff.
Yeah.
But on a bigger scale. But it was kind of cool to like just like literally be right there, like feet away from the people playing.
You saw the Psyduck.
I did. So they put Psyduck, Nate, you saw this.
They put Psyduck
by the trash, bro.
I know. I'm not happy about it at all.
Yeah, you
not happy about
me.
It at all.
Hey, wait, hold on. As a friend, did you stick up, Danny? Did you stick up for the Psyduck?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, you weren't in. Oh, ooh.
You didn't. You didn't go complain.
No, I didn't say a thing.
Why not? Why aren't you helping your friend out here?
I let it sit there for day two. I don't know. I thought Psyduck looked like he was having a good time. He was just chilling.
Psyduck does not want to be by the trash can, nor does Psyduck want to be by the bathrooms.
I don't know. Psyduck was having a good time. I think they were digging through the trash at one point, too. You know, getting some little leftovers, just doing their thing.
You know, every time I go to a regionals, I literally go up there and complain to them.
Stop.
I walk up there and I'm just like, I just have like a little bit of a complaint that I didn't know how I need to speak to about this.
Can I speak to your decoration manager?
Let me talk to the man.
Who's in charge of placing the banners?
But it's become a running joke now, and even you know, like, because you texted me a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent you a picture. I was like, oh, Nate's not going to be happy about this. He's going to call corporate on this one.
I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Did you end up purchasing anything?
Yeah. I got a bunch of... I got some random trainer cards. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like think vintage. I got them on me, but I got like a couple of Giovanni cards. They were like cheap full art cards. Got a couple ball guys.
Uh-huh.
A couple of Giovannis. And then I bought some packs, but I didn't get anything out of the packs. That was too crazy.
And modern packs, I assume?
Yeah. I got some Japanese ones, and then I got two Evolving Skies. I got a Vaporeon VMAX out of the Evolving Skies, which is the regular art.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I opened that one, and I'm not going to spoil. I did something weird with it when I opened it, and I hope it's funny. But I also got this handsome man.
The Sleeping Slowpoke.
It's
plush.
So cute. Okay, so this, I got this Slowpoke.
It's like the
it's
size of
Japanese
like a nice,
plush.
Like thick cartoon sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a hoagie. It's
yeah,
like
that's
a hoagie
that's why I'm getting the hoagie vibes from it.
And it's really it's like squishmallow soft. Like the material is like
pretty, pizza.
Pretty similar to like that kind of like squishy, and then like the I don't know what actual materials around
nylon,
but it's nice. It's really nice and it's really cute. So
that is adorable. That's a Japanese plush too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all my best friend, and it's sleeping, and right now it's sleeping on my shoulder for everybody listening.
Okay.
Right.
But overall, you had a good time this weekend?
Great time this weekend. And then after the event, I hung out with my brother. We went to some restaurants. We're big food people. Went to a bunch of different restaurants. We went to a tiki bar for his birthday yesterday. And they lit the drinks on fire.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Like volcano. There was one called the volcano that we got. It was literally like a huge vat for like multiple people, and they like came over and they like did some weird stuff with like the sounds. It was like Rainforest Cafe but like Hawaiian.
See, I don't know if I'd trust a drink that's called the vat.
No, it was called the volcano.
Oh, but would you describe it as a vat of
it was a very large container like
of just
volcano.
Like random liquids to assort to something else. That just sounds like that's not selling it to me. A vat. Oh, here's a vat. Drink it. I'm like, no, that sounds like there's bad things.
Am I
in there.
Using that word wrong?
Can I get a bucket?
I don't think you're using it. I don't think you're using it wrong. I just think it's so unappetizing.
A large tank or tub used to hold liquid. A vat. I guess it
like people
I don't
say
know.
Like vat of acid. So that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm thinking of a vat of acid. So what is this? A vat of.
It was a vat of tropical drink, like pineapple flavor. So
now,
it had some spice to it too.
What,
yeah,
spicy pineapple?
Like,
maybe some cinnamon in there?
There was cinnamon in there for sure. Mm. And like flowers were just like set in there. It's really cool.
What about
like
paprika?
Almond flour or just like regular flour? Like wheat flour maybe?
Just like, it was just like a flower. Like one that had colors
oh,
on
a
it.
Flower, not flour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I hate it here.
What about paprika?
I don't think there was paprika in there.
Okay.
Could have fooled me though. But yeah, it was good. It was good. That was very fun. So that's what I did on Sunday. And then now I'm here. Right before my train, I'm going on an adventure by train.
Whoa.
All aboard! All right, so you went to Pokemon Regionals, Rainforest Cafe.
A train.
And then now you're off to a top secret location.
And then I'm going to go on
no
a train.
Disc golf?
Do you have a choo-choo sound? Hot Mess Express?
All I have is Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, no.
But you didn't play any disc golf?
You know what's crazy? My brother did, but I did not.
You turned down going?
So I think they
were. Or you not even invited?
I wasn't even invited.
You just got left at home saying, I'll be back in an hour.
No, I was at the Pokemon event.
Oh.
But I think they went. When he came to visit me in LA, I definitely perused a disc golf arena. If that's what they're called. Course, probably.
Probably a disc course. Golf. It's golf. Course or two. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You took a course in disc golf?
What? No. You know what? I held my own out there, though. I could throw the frisbees straight. Or the
what'd
discs.
You hold?
What? My her. Own.
Oh.
Discs. Yeah.
Their own disc.
Yep.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the hummingbird thing, by the way?
Jordan, what did you do this week?
I didn't play disc golf. Unfortunately.
Yeah. What did you do?
Sounds great. I would love to play disc golf. That sounds kind of
fun.
If
you were invited to play.
Oh, I could just go anytime I want on my own.
Oh, what?
To go play disc golf. You know, I mean, I could. You know, nothing's stopping me. You have to wait for an invite, apparently. I'll just go whenever I want.
Why? I just don't have any discs to go play.
You can rent them.
Can you?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. You just show up. There's nothing there. You just show up.
Sounds like you're just... Sounds like you're just hopping the fence.
You know that... Weirdly enough, you know that the Pendleton Park that I drove you guys through when you were here? That actually has a disc golf course in it.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's like a...
Yeah, and how many can I rent?
No, you can't rent
the
discs.
Oh, yeah, but how much is it to rent the discs?
They don't have discs to rent.
It's $32.99.
You're making
an hour.
That up.
Okay, because I mean I didn't want to have to take anyone else's
You're
frisbees. You know,
understandable. That's very respectful of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what else did you do this weekend then?
I saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Ooh,
it was really good. I cried three times.
Really,
very emotional. Very more adult, and I liked it. It was a lot more.
Go ahead and spoil it.
So at one point, and then it ended. It was really good. I really liked it. Good time.
I'm going to ask one thing: is there a duck in there at any point?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. You might have sold me.
Okay.
You might have sold me.
It's definitely a little bit of duck.
What's the lore with the duck?
You know, don't want to spoil it.
I think it's just if you know, you know.
If you know, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, well, stay there.
What?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I really did. Nothing too exciting. I did that. Did some, regular life errands and worked and stuff like that. What about you, Nate? What did you do?
Oh, man. It was a weekend, I'm telling you. It was so good.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Well, Friday, we did garage sailing.
Very good.
So yes,
that's
yes.
where I got the sunburn from right here. We took the top off on the Jeep. First time taking the top off on the Jeep for the year. And, you just totally forget to wear sunscreen.
Whoa. Then, how long were you out there doing some sailing?
We were out there probably, I want to say, 5 or 6 hours doing garage sales.
Jeez.
Yeah. So they have this big
treasures.
So that weekend they did what is called the Highway 38 sale, which is the highway that stretches across multiple cities and towns, and so people just set up garage sales literally along the entire thing.
They did that in Michigan too. I don't know. I don't think it's the same street or the same highway. But
yeah,
they've done that in Michigan before. My mom and I have done it. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, we got some treasures, So
I
did a video. I did a video, so that'll be out this week on the channel.
Ooh.
Found some Pokemon cards here and there.
Nobody was selling sunscreen, huh?
No.
Hmm.
I would have bought some, too.
That makes sense.
Would have bought some. Saturday, we did Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer's Market and more garage sales. And then from there, we went straight to Chicago to see Blink 182. in concert. Their second stop Say on it their is world so. Tour.
You did go.
I did go. It was so good. We had sixth row. It was beautiful. Beautiful. They were so good. I will go on record saying this. This is the best I have ever heard them sound.
And did you stay for the second show?
We did not stay for the second show. We debated on it. Did not stay for the second show, but we are considering traveling for another show.
Oh.
It was that good.
That
was
good, that, huh?
That good. So I think we might either do like Cleveland or Nashville later this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just so, so good. So we did that. And I caught a sticker. It was Mark just threw like a handful of stickers out into the crowd afterwards, and I caught one, and I was so excited.
Wait, did you bring it for show and tell?
I did. I have a picture. It's sitting downstairs.
This was the sticker. Are you gonna? What are you gonna do with that?
Whoa! It's a giraffe.
Marie does scrapbooking and journaling, and she's going to do a page for the concert, so we're going to put that in the
little
scrapbook journal.
Nice.
It was a good time, though. It was a good time. The drive home was really, really long, but good overall. Loved it. I would highly recommend going and seeing Blink-182 if you can. It's so good. It's the best they've ever sounded. They did play two songs from the Matt Skiba era. So this was Tom's first time, not first time singing them. It was technically his second time singing them because he sung them in Minneapolis 2 days before. But first two were where he's singing songs where he was not there when they recorded them.
Mm. And how many times did you, in fact, blink?
Yeah. Good question.
I lost track after two.
So you'd say like two or three?
Yeah. I was
roughly 182.
About two or three. Oh, here's the weird part that I knew I wanted to tell you guys. So they're on the very last song they sing, there's like this part where it's just instrumental. They don't sing in the normal part of the song. But what they do at live concerts is they fill in that part with a chorus from another song that's not theirs. And so they kind of change it up. Yeah, they just kind of change it up. And so Mark filled it in with a Spice Girls song.
What?
How perfect is that?
That's just for you.
I know. I honestly thought, I was like, Mark is talking exactly.
You knew you were
going to
be there.
Right.
This is for you.
So he filled it in with the wannabe lyrics.
That's really funny.
He changed the lyrics up a little bit. I won't repeat those lyrics here on the podcast, though. So. Mm.
Right.
But it was a good weekend. I had fun. Loved it.
Yeah.
And now we're back to doing the normal, regular things. So.
Nice.
Back to reality.
Oh, yeah. There goes gravity.
You're wearing your Blink-182 shirt, too.
This is not from the concert, but we did buy three shirts while we were there.
Let's go. Three.
So
one for you, one for Marie, one for the dog, eh?
Yeah.
Did you get one?
So Marie got one, and then we got another tour shirt. But then they also had a Chicago-specific shirt that said the date, and it said Chicago with exclusive artwork. So had to go for that.
Right.
Had to scoop that up.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, unrelated, but I did find a picture of me in my brother's room.
Oh, is that Santa Claus?
His pen holder. So this is my family with Santa Claus. I don't know where we were.
Which list were you on?
Maybe like Universal Studios or something. Huh?
Which list that year? Did you get Cole or no?
I was on the good list. Look at that story. So let the record show there is photos of me in here. It's just very randomly on like a revolving pencil holder thing.
That looks like one of those gifts that, like, you get your parents. Like, you come home from a school, and you're like, they set up shop at school, and I bought a gift for you, and here it is.
And you could put all my pictures on each side of it.
Right.
Yeah. And you'll remember it forever.
Forever and ever?
Forever. Well, I'm glad we all had good weekends.
Yeah, great. Great weekend. Great weekend. Saying Jordan, can I ask you a question?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm going to ask you anyway, whether you like it or not.
No.
What caught Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And, in fact, Mr. Jordan French, what did catch your attention?
But I'm thirsty.
This week at the Pokemon Center.
Hey, yeah, something caught my attention, Nate. Thirsty.
So I don't want to answer. I can't answer any questions. My mouth is just dry.
You're absolutely right. I will admit that I jumped ahead here. Well, here's the thing, all right? I feel a little bit under pressure right now. I'm trying to move the podcast along. Danny has to leave.
I do have a hard out today.
We'll make the drink segment quick.
I'm trying to be thoughtful of you, Danny, and make sure that you get out on time.
You're so considerate. This is so nice.
So, all right. Well, now we'll be inconsiderate. Back up. Let's do the drinks. What did everybody bring to drink?
Danny?
You want to know what I got? Look at this cool cup, by the way. So my brother and his wife have the middle of Winnie the Pooh.
It's like his shirt and his stomach.
Oh, my gosh. They have, like, all of these awesome sculpted glasses that have, like, little imprints for where you can put your hands. Like, there's little hand holders on it. I don't know if you can see. There's, like, a little spot to put your fingers. It's cool. It's nice. They're handcrafted. Anyway, I got some coffee from Kauai, I think, in here.
Okay.
It's Hawaii. So, toasted coconut caramel coffee.
Nice. Nice.
Cool.
Some almond milk.
Sick.
Do you wish it had the handle, though?
No. I mean, he's got some with the handles. I chose one without because I was like, oh, yeah, this is nice. You got a nice grip on it anyway. You know?
Okay.
No coffee mug handle.
Living dangerously today, I see.
Yeah, I do that from time to time.
Jordan, what do you got over there?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I got none other.
Uh-oh.
Than.
Uh-oh.
Ghost. And it is the Warhead. Sour watermelon Warhead flavor.
That actually looks so good.
Yeah. So there's new flavors that aren't out that I haven't found yet, but there's Bubblicious like cotton candy coming out and like Bubblicious like strawberry water or kiwi or something. I'm so excited because the cotton candy one specifically. But I got watermelon Warheads.
Have you tried that one yet?
I have tried this one and it is very sour.
Ooh. Nice. Okay.
Not too sour, just enough so you can drink it. Not like the actual Warhead sodas we drink, where they're like, oh, this is an experience. This is like drinkable and sour.
That makes my cheeks hurt when stuff's too sour, and then I'm like trying to do anything else. I'm like, sorry, I can't talk right now.
Right.
It's too much sour.
Yeah, you
know? I like sour candy.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, if there's like a threshold, and as soon as it hits that, I'm like, eh.
Mm-hmm. I miss when they were called shock tarts, and now they're just shockers.
I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Yeah, so did I.
No.
Jordan?
I'm sure.
Hmm.
They're just shockers now.
Really?
We'll have to have our team check into that.
Yeah.
Right. If we can get our director of
research,
communication researches,
the DOCR,
check in on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please go ahead and check in on that. Thank you. Today,
yes, I swear, if you brought kombucha,
I got
so
none
mad.
Other than real Breaking Nate fan favorite kombucha. Yeah. Look at this. I got this. Trilogy. This is the Synergy. I don't know if you can see that too well
you
right there. Synergy.
Keep getting away
How
with
many
this?
Calories is that bad boy?
Oh, okay. 50.
It's, you know, this whole can is bottle. 5.
Oh, wow.
How many sugars you got in there?
I imagine sugars are probably high on this one. Oh, zero added, but 12 total.
This has zero.
From all the fermented stuff.
It says zero.
Jordan, I don't want to hear it.
This does not have any living cultures, unfortunately.
There's artificial sweeteners in that, Jordan. I don't want to
hear it. No. There's no sugar.
There's got to be sucralose or saccharin or something in there. It's got to be in there. Aspartame or something.
No. It has malic acid for the sour.
Right?
This is slander against my beloved Synergy.
It says it has...
Oh, you like Synergy too?
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna leave.
It's pretty good. I'd highly recommend it to you if you haven't tried
it. I'm so upset. I should have asked my brother to make a special trip to go get some. We should have gone and got some for the podcast.
It has vitamin B and C.
Oh my god. I cannot.
Here we go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, I feel like those coughs are going to start being real because you're drinking like month-old booch at this point.
No. That's a fresh one.
That is not a fresh one.
Yeah, that's a fresh
one. That's fresh
one.
From the cab.
I just bought it.
Yeah,
I bought it. Just got it from Ralph's.
Right now?
You don't even have Ralph's.
Right here.
Then why would I say I just bought it from Ralph's?
I don't know.
Are you calling Nate a liar?
I'm saying he doesn't have Ralph's.
Well, I literally just told you that I bought it from there.
Yeah.
You didn't. Where did you buy it, Meyer? Like a month ago?
Ralph's? Are you not listening?
Yeah, one of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
One of the Ninja Turtles. Raphael. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Anyway, that's good. Sometimes a little bubbly's getting my nose and then I cough a little bit. So.
That makes sense.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah, what's up?
Pokemon Center. Attention. What caught it?
A couple things. Right here. Right now.
Right here. Right now.
So, one thing that we were pretty right on is that the Funko Pop dropped.
It came out.
The second Funko Pop, it turned out to be, surprise, surprise, Bulbasaur. Who didn't see that one coming, huh? Who didn't see that? Kind of makes it easier to guess the water type that's coming and the fire type that's coming, but
yeah,
who
think
knows?
We probably have...
They could switch it up on us. We don't know.
Right, like Samurott maybe for water.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
That's what and I was then, thinking, honestly, you know.
And then fire, like Larvesta.
Oh, that, you know what? Yeah. That probably, everyone's been saying, you know, if it isn't Larvesta, I'm not even going to Investa.
Yeah.
The pearlescent Larvesta.
If it isn't Larvesta, forget the Resta.
That's exactly,
yeah,
you know,
that.
See, it is like that. So, pearlescent Bulbasaur was dropped for $14.99. Sold out pretty fast. Pretty fast it was gone.
Not as fast as the Pikachu, I think.
Not as fast as the Pikachu, but it was gone. It was gone in 60 seconds. Just kidding.
I think it lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes, I think. Somewhere around that
15
line.
15 whole minutes. I was sleeping, man. I didn't set an alarm or nothing, and I was sleeping.
We warned you.
Sad.
We did a whole podcast where you said, hey, it might be tomorrow.
Right. What's going on?
I got distracted. I forgot to set an alarm. I don't know what day it was, but I didn't need to be up early. Except for
I texted the group. I said, hey, look, Bulbasaur.
Mm.
I know. And me, I was sleeping. I was probably snoring at that exact moment.
So it's safe to say you didn't get it.
So that
I didn't get it.
That came out. It was $14.99. It's sold out. And as far as restocks on it, I wouldn't hold your breath as far as we know right now, because until one of them gets a restock, I wouldn't be too sure that any were going to restock.
Right.
So since Pikachu has not had a restock, I doubt that Bulbasaur will. And if they do, they'd be on the lookout. Another drop that kind of happened is more socks. Pokemon, you know, Pokemon's big on sock drops. We'll get
footwear.
A bunch of sock drops.
Dude, this sock game goes hard.
And they released a bunch of no-show socks or fun crew socks, you know.
Did they not show up?
What?
Did they not show up?
Yeah, you said they were no-shows.
Oh, well, yeah, they're no-show, meaning that if you put on shoes, you don't see the sock.
Yeah,
oh, but they're still there.
They're still there. They're for you to know about them.
Jordan, but why didn't they show up?
You know, I'd contact your delivery team. So there's a bunch of different kinds, right? A bunch of different designs. A lot of interesting Pokemon choices. Seems like there's a lot of, like, Gen 5, some Gen 4, some Gen 3. Obviously, you get a bunch of, you know, Pikachu-related stuff on there. There's a nice one. I think a popular one could be, there's a no-show one that you can see. They're still there. They are showing. It's Lillipup, Rockruff, and Yamper is the three-pack on that one, which is pretty cool. And on the other side of that, you have for a ankle socks, you have Meowth, Skitty, and Shinx all together.
They literally went cats and dogs, but like specifically cats and dogs, and then like Scraggy.
Yeah. There's a Houndour Poochyena Herdier. There's a Growlithe by itself. I'm sure Danny's been all over that one.
I'm copping those.
There's a Meowth by itself. Again, there's a trilogy pack of Pikachu. So the Scraggy is with a Lucario and a Zora. So that's interesting.
What's the theme here?
Fun.
I thought it was cats and dogs, and then you get the surprise Scraggy. Like, it's weird.
Right, I'm trying to figure out.
The Pikachu one's called Pikachu Fun Crew, so I'm assuming this is the fun drop. This is the fun series. This is fun.
It says three Pokey Perfect pairs.
They're fun Pokey Perfect pairs.
Yeah.
None of the other ones have the word fun. Why do they not say that?
I don't know. I didn't make the socks.
Are they not fun?
I don't know. Speaking of fun,
yeah.
new car products dropped this past week, and they were all for sale on the website. You got all the different little mini tins for the Paldea friends, all with two packs in them each. Now, the pictures show a Scarlet Violet and then an Evolving Skies, but all the ones I opened were Silver Tempest.
I don't think
Evolving Skies is in here, but the picture shows that. So just a heads up, if you were like hoping there was Evolving Skies in there, I'm pretty sure there aren't versions of it with that in there. You could also have picked up the Ampharos and Lucario EX Battle Decks for $10 for $9.99. But both of those are currently sold out all of a sudden on the Pokemon Center. And guess what? Before we started recording, they weren't sold out. And then when the website updated and added a new item, which we'll talk about in a second, now these are listed as sold out. So
interesting. Out of all the items, those two being sold out.
Yeah, that was the most random random thing to see.
But are you suggesting it may be like a mild glitch?
I don't know if it's a glitch. Maybe they just updated saying, you know what? They're gone. They're sold out. It says out of stock.
Interesting.
There was a purchase limit of 10 of them each, so you know, who knows? The Cyclizer box is there if you need that. They're $21.99. Nice. And then the newest item that got added today as we sat down out of nowhere.
Really?
And what updated the website is a brand new replica Pokeball, baby. It's back. They're here for $99.99. The Dive Ball.
The Dive Ball.
Made by the Wand Company. Now, these are fantastic. I have them all. Nate has them all. They're on his wall. Danny, where are you at?
A few.
You have a few? Yeah, yeah, like sorry, two. A couple. Now,
you going to get that Dive Ball?
You going to get the Dive Ball?
I'm eyeing the Dive Ball.
You diving
for it? It
looks
pretty cool. I think. Wait, what did you say?
I said you diving for it.
Oh, I might dive in. Mm-hmm. But I kind of, I want to like get a spot to put them. Because right now, the ones that I have are just in my glass case. But I can't fit too many more in there, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So I have to find a proper spot to put them.
A designated area.
Right.
Yes.
Designated balls area. Yeah.
Right.
Ball replicas.
From the Wand Company.
From the Wand Company, yes, mm-hmm. specifically.
Sold through Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dive Ball's one I've been looking forward to, so I'm glad to see this one drop now.
The art, the style of this one's cool. I love the colors.
Nate, we can assume that by the end of today, you probably are going to be purchasing one.
Yeah, I got a... Let's see, my designated area, my top shelf has 6, and the bottom shelf has 5, so this will even it out.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's good to do. I feel
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
I think one of my... I think my regular Pokeball has some sort of glitch in it.
What happened?
It just randomly comes on.
Oh, it just wants to let you know.
Yeah.
Like the proximity touch kind of thing? Like it starts lighting up like that?
It's not lighting up like it would if you were to like actually turn it on. It's like a flickering.
Mm. It's pulsing.
Almost like a little bit of a pulsating.
It's alive.
Light.
Whoa. It's trying
to a Voltorb.
There's a Pokemon
I think it's haunted.
Inside.
I do think it's haunted, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
By like a haunter or what?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Ghastly,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So, is that it?
That's it for the Pokemon Center. I am also going to be get. I already ordered it. Yeah, I'm getting the dive bowl. can't even say I'm gonna get it. I already ordered it. But I guess the real question is, did anyone get the Bulbasaur aside from Banny? We know the answer.
I did not get the Bulbasaur.
Well,
because
did
I also
you have
didn't
the,
get the Pikachu.
But did you have the chance to get the Bulbasaur?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did because I sent that text in the group chat and it was still available to add to cart. I did not
this is unreal.
Wish to partake in it.
Nice.
It's, there's no difference.
You friend Danny one?
Huh?
Who?
I said you didn't try to get your good friend Danny one?
Who's that?
Hey. It's me. Danny.
You are?
Hey, did you get me those Squishmallows when they dropped? Did
no,
you get
it was your a good limit friend, one.
Oh. So you thought of yourself first is what you're saying.
typical.
Hey, you snooze, you lose.
I just didn't want it, right? The box is nice. It's got a little Pokemon Center sticker on it. But other than that, it's not really any different than the regular
shimmer.
Bulbasaur that I have or the flocked Bulbasaur that I have. So
or the silver Bulbasaur that you have.
Or the jumbo.
Or the jumbo Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Or the jumbo silver Bulbasaur that you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So. Mm.
Right. Yep.
Right. I did not get anything at all from the Pokemon Center this week. I did think about those Meowth Playtime crew socks, though.
Interesting.
I don't ever wear crew socks, though. I always wear, like, no-show with everything. So I just don't know when I would wear them.
Mm.
So I had
special occasion.
I had to bow out on that one.
Yeah.
Bow wow?
It's like special. Yeah. If you're not going to wear those socks. You have a little bow wows here?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Growlithe one specifically just for fun.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I understand that. Like if
but they don't say
ones,
fun on them. The Pikachu one does.
Yeah. Let's see what this. This says Growlithe Guardian of the Galaxy crew socks.
Yeah. It says in parentheses, not the fun version.
Yeah,
so,
Growlithe not fun socks.
Yeah,
it says the puppy Pokemon appears on a pair of cozy black and orange socks, ready to lend a paw
aww.
As you step out the door. Soft yet
aww.
Durable, the stretchy cotton blend fabric is a treat to wear,
a treat?
And the front-facing design of Growlithe is sure to delight.
Delight! What a treat it would be to get these socks for $11.99.
All right,
I love that they have to like write up a whole blurb on them. Like it clearly they're just like socks, right?
Yeah, I wonder whose job that is.
Yeah, somebody on the copywriting team is like, oh gosh, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Sure to delight. It's truly a treat.
Let me throw
cotton
in
blend fabric.
Throw in a buzzword or two in there.
Just one or two.
Yeah.
The little pup ones says. Fetch a few pair of comfy socks.
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. I didn't get anything. Did anybody else get anything?
I got a dive ball.
Yeah. And socks? Right.
And I got the Bulbasaur.
Wow.
Oh,
you already got it.
Well, you got the Pikachu as well, so that makes sense.
Yeah. You know.
All right. Can you do a side by side comparison there? Can you tell us all the differences that are going on with that?
No.
You have a regular Bulbasaur?
I'm not going to go grab this so far away. This has embossing
like 30
and shininess.
Do you have one of them in
and
arm's reach?
It has a sticker and it's it has nothing on the back. It's just a Bulbasaur.
Ooh.
And on the bottom it says. I can't read, and...
I can't read!
Yeah, it's shiny, it's nice, $15.
I like the actual coating, like the pearlescent coating on it. I understand that it's like literally the same as the other ones,
uh-huh.
Nate. Like the mold is identical. I do think the finish
There's
on
mold?
It is cool. There's not mold, no! I see the mold! Not the mold! Anyway, I think the box and like the nice little color difference on there is good if you're paying... retail price for it.
Yeah, retail.
Right?
Yeah, if you're buying it from the Pokemon Center, $15 isn't bad.
$15.
Right. I don't think $15 is a bad price for it at all. I'm just saying I'm not I'm not in the market for one.
You're not buying it.
Right, yeah. Not in the market for one. Just like I'm not in the market for Growlithe socks. I have nothing against them. I don't need them.
You're not buying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to point out with these the EX battle decks, the Ampharos actually comes with two different promos, and the Lucario only comes with one. So if you're a promo collector, the Ampharos actually comes with an Ampharos EX, which is a promo, and then a Flaffy, which is a promo as well.
Oh, I see that. Interesting.
Yeah, so if you are a collector of promos, then get that Flaffy because it is a promo. The Lucario only comes with the Lucario, the deck as well, but Lucario is the only promo in that box.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was very, very interesting indeed.
Yeah, so regular, like, non-holo promo. So they must have just not made a Flaffy, but they made the Mareep already.
I don't know why that one got two promos and the other one didn't. Yeah. So who knows?
Huh. Well.
Interesting.
Also, we got our last Crown Zenith products this week, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw them in the wild.
Done. So no more Crown Zenith after that.
Nope.
But that is it for the Pokemon Center.
Ho-ho.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it for the Pokemon Center. However, that is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! We got some big news this week, everybody, live from Portland, Oregon, in my brother's guest bedroom. We're talking Pokemon 151. We're talking Pokemon TCGO. I had to look at my list.
I love it. You're like, I can't see what that says.
You're like, I'm getting closer.
We're talking about Pokemon TCGO. Go live. Go.
Anyway. That was my introduction. What'd you think?
I think you didn't match it. You didn't match.
Is your brother home right now?
My brother is home. He's working from home until he's going to take me to the train station.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I'm yelling.
We can't get him on the podcast.
You know what? Would you want to get him on the podcast? I can see if he's working.
If he wants to come on and just let us know his favorite Pokemon.
Okay, I will see if he's here. Okay, hold on.
All right, we'll hold on.
Okay. Hey, Mikey, are you working? You want to come on the podcast and tell us your favorite Pokemon?
I really want to see if this happens.
This is so exciting. Okay. Hi, Sierra. So my brother's dog is also going to join us today.
Like Mist?
Like the mist in the mountains. Mm. Oh,
it's called Starry now.
Beautiful golden retriever, like a white golden retriever. Okay, you got to put this in to listen.
All right.
Okay, here, come down here. Sit in the chair.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
All right.
Special guest.
So we wanted to know what your favorite Pokemon was.
Ooh, okay. When Sword and Shield came out, I got kind of into competitive a little bit.
Oh.
More than me. He was better at Pokemon than me.
That's and I was... actually, watching Wolfie, everyone know who that is?
Yeah.
Online, and he had this Trick Room team that I was kind of using and trying to get good with, and I had a lot of fun playing with Snorlax during that time.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably who I would pick as my favorite mon.
Chunky that's boy a good Snorlax.
Pick, solid pick.
Fun to play solid with, too, pick. Though.
Yeah. Solid one. They just came out with the Snorlax
that is
plushie,
a good one.
Those Squishmallows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Snorlax, real cute.
Yeah. If you made me pick something from Gen 1... I'd probably struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Always been a T-Tar fan though, Tyranitar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, another
good choice. Good choice.
Another good one.
Solid.
One more question. We'll let you get back to work there. my last question that I have for you is, you got a lot of lovely pictures in the background there, and we noticed that there was no pictures of Danny.
This is so true.
Why, is it really?
Why is there no pictures of me back here? Look at them. Oh, wait, you know what? There's one that's got your wedding, like your whole wedding party in it, and I think I'm probably in that photo.
Yep, you're in there.
Literally? Okay, aside from that one, where's the picture of me and you, you know? Hanging out on our adventures?
They're getting PSA graded right now.
Oh, okay. There we go. I like that answer.
That's a good answer. Round of applause for that one.
You got a single one of Sierra. You got so many. You got one of Hot Air Balloon.
I mean, it's mostly Sid and I, my wife and I, to be fair.
Unreal. I didn't make the cut.
Sierra, Pokemon.
Well, thank you.
Does Sierra have a favorite Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
Ninetales.
Take it out.
Oh.
Rockruff.
Yeah, she said Ninetales.
Oh, Ninetales. Okay, another classic there as well.
Good choice.
All right, well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mikey.
Yep.
Wow. A surprise guest here. Special guest, my brother Mikey, in the studio. And Sierra, the dog.
Sierra.
Okay. I know. I was trying to refrain from doing it.
Automatic.
I thought I would just get that question in there and get the answer, go straight to the source.
Thank you. And like as you said that, I like did notice that there's like literally one picture that's got like everybody that was at the wedding. And I was in that picture.
Quickly proven wrong.
I like how, though, he was like, wait a minute. I really not?
No, he didn't even.
I wish he was like, yeah, for a reason.
He's got the drama. You guys would get the family tea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate him coming on here. Give him another thank you after the podcast is over.
Will do. Mm-hmm. Will do.
I've never met your brother, have I?
I don't think so.
Just did.
I met your dad. I met your mom.
Yeah. I've not never my met brother. I don't think. Yeah, because he's not been at any of the events that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So you'll have to come to Portland. You can crash in the guest suite without any photos of me.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was sticking with Gen 1. Him and Hidalgo were sticking with Gen 1, and I think, you know, there's a lot of things sticking with Gen 1. Specifically, 151 reasons we're sticking with Gen 1.
What a segue.
Can you name them all? The name all 151 reasons?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander,
150
Charmeleon,
or more
Charizard,
to say.
Squirtle, or Turtle, Blastoise,
okay.
Maybe next is Caterpie. I don't know.
Gets,
I don't know the order.
Gets a little fuzzy after that one.
I mean, I know, but I just don't know the order after that.
Right. I gotcha.
You go through
Pikachu's
the whole thing.
Pikachu's 25. There's Aerodactyl somewhere in there.
Psyduck's
speaking of Aerodactyl,
54.
There is a new Aerodactyl card that was shown off.
Ah, yes.
It's a bunch of there's a good little handful of new cards that were shown off for 151. Like we just said, Aerodactyl, nice little holo Aerodactyl being one, which is cool.
And the old Amber.
Yeah, cool. You get a little old Amber. There's a Cubone and a Marowak. You know, I'm excited for those specifically. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But we got to see a special one. We got to aside from seeing the Bellsprout, Weeping Bell, Victory Bell line, we got a regular Tangela. Then we got to look at the illustration rare for Tangela,
so
which is Cycling
cute.
Road.
It is swinging on a vine.
Oh, it's not Cycling Road the trainer. Okay.
No. It is. Okay. It is.
That one's pretty cool too.
It is Tangela swinging from its vines off a tree, while another one just stands underneath of it, just staring at it.
The illusion. As if it has like regular people limbs, like it literally has its two arms, like its little. Vines out there.
See, I feel so, it's like a proud mom pushing their son on a swing.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say, like, yeah, pushing on the swing. Yeah. That's the kind of the vibe that it gives. But this does confirm that there are illustration rares in Pokemon card 151 because it's the first one we've seen.
And you know, we definitely figured that there probably would be just in general for how many cards were in the set. Post hitting the number 151, that we get some special arts. So it's cool. You know, that's really it for like what we've seen for the special arts, right? I believe that's...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one that they've officially shown off, which is a very interesting choice. They're like, let's show off Tangela, you know? Let's show off Tangela. But we did get some EXs, though, because of some starter decks.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got some
also,
of
if you want to head over and to see any of these images, they are available on PokeBeach.com. You know, as we say all the time, fantastic website. Go show them some love and support.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a total of, what is it here? We got 8 different decks that are coming out in Japan right now. We have Decidueye EX. We have Victini EX. We have Greninja EX.
Okay.
We have Maridon EX.
Okay.
We have Melmetal EX.
Okay.
We have Houndour EX. We have Koridon EX. And, of course, to fit in that 151 vibe, we have none other than... Clefable EX.
Hit him with it.
I did.
That's a lot.
I hit him with the double slap.
All those come out in July? July 7th?
In Japan.
Yeah, kind of.
In Japan. That's a lot. Yeah, kind of. That's so many at once.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that most of these cards, if not all of them, would possibly be in our next English set after Paldea Evolved.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I mean, maybe it could be in Paldea Evolved. I don't know, but I highly doubt it.
I think these would probably be in that the whatever following set,
right?
Would be. Yeah, whatever our whatever our like end summer set, whatever that one is.
That Melmetal looking pretty fierce.
I was surprised we got a Melmetal pretty quick. So that's cool to see. You know, I'm excited.
Kind of like Back to the Future vibes.
Oh, yeah.
That Melmetal?
That's so mm-hmm. cool. I was reading this article on PokeBeach, and it was saying that there's also an extra one that's like a random deck that will have one of those decks randomly in it, and you don't know which one it is.
Yeah, there is a mystery pack cool. deck version where it's you're just
like,
playing
one of.
Yeah, you're playing chance with eight different decks out of those. So that's cool.
I feel like what that would be cool for is if like you and your buddies wanted to like have like a night where you guys just like, all right, we're just gonna like play like buy these decks,
right,
and
yeah.
we get whatever we get mm-hmm.
and then
yeah,
you get the same just, deck like, you pull the deck. Same one. Oh, I got a Greninja. Oh, me too.
Shoot.
Well,
yay variety.
No, that's cool though. That's,
yeah,
cool.
That's cool.
That's definitely interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're all kind of just like, they're not bad artwork. I'm just saying it, like, they're all kind of just like the kind of just normal artwork we see for the EXs now, right?
Yeah.
Nothing like,
it's chill.
Yeah, very chill. Like I said, not bad artwork at all. I'm not saying it is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's very kind of just like the normal standard
right.
artwork that we see for those lowercase EXs. So
right.
Yeah, we've been a little spoiled with the art in the recent sets anyway. I think it's tough when there's ones that are just like average. Like these are just like normal arts. And you're like, but where's the special illustration rare pizzazz?
Mm-hmm.
I know. We always want to see like, okay, what else do you got? What else do you got?
Yeah.
I mean, you remember when it was just a holo rare?
Oh, yes. Simpler times.
Oh, yes.
Just a holo rare.
I remember the holo
rare. I remember pulling my
first holo.
I mean,
if you really think about it, what's the next step, right? So we're all hyped up on illustration rares. What happens when people are just, like, bored of illustration rares?
3D illusion cards. Right. You look at
what's
it and creates like a 3D
step?
Effect, like a
hologram. Yo, if they have like hologram cards,
virtual cards.
Yeah, like the Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy ones. You remember those?
Yep.
No,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember them?
Uh huh.
No, we remember.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Or
right.
like lenticular. They could do a cool lenticular thing that's like classy.
Yeah,
that's
like the old Pokemon little squares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had ones that were rectangles too.
Yeah, they did.
It's like that style. They were like anime themed ones though, I think.
I think lenticulars would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What about like ones where you have to wear 3D glasses?
No, but like 3D without the gloves.
With those 3D glasses on.
All the streamers are just wearing 3D glasses the whole stream.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pull the 3D card.
But what if they were virtual? Because there is a virtual way to play Pokemon.
Is there?
There is one that is sweeping some people, and there is one slowly sunsetting away.
Not the sunsets, the bad sunsets, not the good sunsets.
This is a rough sunset, yeah.
Yeah.
A rough one. On June 5th, 2023, at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Pokemon Trading Card Game Online is no more.
I want to try to get into a match like right before 9 and see if the game just cuts off midway through the match.
It says it will be removed from the Google Play Store, the App Store, and Pokemon.com. The servers will go offline. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it is, they have officially like released a little letter stating all of this. You can go read that on Pokemon's website if you would like to do so. But yeah, it will just be Pokemon Trading Card Game Live right now. Unfortunately, Live still has a lot of bugs in it and definitely needs to be fixed up for sure. I don't know. We've all kind of grown up with online.
Yeah.
Right? So it's hard to... It's hard to say, like, I like Live better than online because I don't. I've grown up playing online, and I just like how that's, like, laid out and everything. That's not to say that Live can't switch things around and improve and then become a favorite, right? I'm just saying at this current moment with the way things look, I definitely prefer online over Live.
Yeah, well, I think what they're going to need to do is definitely have a lot of huge updates that the community has been asking for, because it seems like there's, like, a lot of general things that are just, like, not fan favorites. Like, everybody unanimously is like, okay, we don't like this feature. So I think once they, like, apply those, and maybe they're going to take extra time, like, over the next month to do that and really, really look at those things that people are calling out. Because otherwise, that's going to be like a rough transitionary period for everybody who plays the online.
Right. Yeah. Plays online, creates content based around the TCG online / live. Like I said, definitely improvements. I'm trying to stay positive that the improvements will come and that things will get better with it. Like I said, still a lot of bugs, all that stuff. But I'm positive. Like I said, feeling good that Pokemon will take care of it. I'm sure. I mean, they're not going to leave it like this, right? Like, they're going to fix it. But
yeah.
I'm hoping that things do change and things become more friendly, user friendly. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how else to put it. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy because they have had a long time to work on it, and the anticipated release wasn't it last year, like over the summer?
What was the first set that was like
Fusion Strike?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Fusion Strike was like the one that was advertising it first, and that was 2021.
Yeah, 2021.
Really?
Yeah, that was the last set of 2021 that started changing it over.
Wow. Yeah, so I think they've, like, had their fair share of time, too, which is interesting, because, like, we've been like, okay, when is it going to, like, officially launch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this entire time it's still been in beta. If you do log on between the 2nd of May and June 6th, you will get a deck box, a coin, and sleeves that say global beta.
Whoa. This looks like the art for Detective Pikachu, like the colors and the way that it's designed. It reminds me of like the layout for the Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, logo. I actually can go see that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh. Oh, cool. So you get some bonus in-game items. I still have to like merge over my account. I haven't either. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been waiting. You will still be able to do it, I believe, after the servers go down. So it's not like you have to do it beforehand. I believe so. Don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I would do it sooner rather than later anyway, just to be safe. But it would be weird if they didn't allow it afterwards.
Right here it says, there's currently no assigned cutoff date for migrating your account and collection. Should that change, we will update the community in advance of the final migration cutoff. So
the great migration.
Land before time.
Ice Age. Oh. There we go.
Yeah.
Next bit of news. We did we talked about the starter decks, we talked about the TCGO, Pokemon card 151, and then the last bit of news to make you feel very, very old.
Yay.
Oh.
Before we head out here today.
Yeah.
You ever watch Antiques Roadshow?
No.
No.
Have you really never seen that show?
I mean, I know of it.
No.
You know, it's not what I watch. Somebody brings on like an old item. Like, really, really old. And then you'll have this person that, like, appraises the item.
Mm-hmm.
And basically kind of tells the history of it, why it's worth this much, what it is, all this stuff.
Oh, that's fun. It's kind of like Pawn Stars, but more classy.
I thought it was a British show about just, like, going over, no, like, really old roads that were built.
A British show. It's, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a version of it in.
Oh, that's weird. When I Googled it, I think maybe, yeah. That version showed up first. It says British television program.
Yeah, it's on like PBS.
Mm. Oh.
Anyways, you can go watch this clip. Someone brought Pokemon cards to Antiques Roadshow. And it got on TV. And so they do this whole appraisal situation.
Were they good Pokemon cards?
It was base set stuff.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see these clips.
Yeah, there was some Shadowless on there. They ended up appraising it somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
Which...
For a base set?
I don't know if... I mean, for that appraisal...
Let them get their money.
$5,000 to $10,000. They didn't really show that much. They literally showed 18 cards. That was it.
Were they first edition?
No.
Oh.
They were Shadowless, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looks like some of them were Shadowless. Shadowless some Charizard? Of them were unlimited.
There was a Shadowless Charizard, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shadowless Pikachu?
Blastoise is Shadowless. The Venusaur is unlimited.
Interesting.
But there's also cards from Jungle in there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bonus.
Yeah, so it's super random. Like it's like.
Is it Scyther?
You're right. It's just. 6 or 18 holographic cards, not in any particular order.
And we don't know the condition of them either.
Mm. Yeah.
Would you agree with the appraisal of $5,000 to $10,000?
Probably not.
You really need to see.
Probably not.
No, you need to see the condition of them too.
I wouldn't either.
Unless that Charizard was pristine.
Yeah.
Right.
If all of them were in pristine condition and they were on a similar level of like the Charizard, then yeah, okay, sure. But I don't know what all the cards are.
Yeah, they've got like a full binder propped up, but it's only 2 pages that they ever show.
Yeah, I would have to see what else they got.
The other pages.
If we got,
interesting.
If we got like a, you know, like a first edition like Lugia in there, you know, it'd be cool too.
Surprise, shawty. Yeah, it looks like it's just old school ones.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Right.
I don't know. Thought that was
I can't wait to watch
that is cool.
I thought that was interesting. Honestly, if you just type in, I think Google Pokemon Antiques Roadshow, it should pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the one from a couple weeks ago. It popped. What did I type in? Antiques Roadshow Pokemon cards. There's like multiple of them on there.
Yeah, you can go. I think it's like a 4-minute clip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So check that out. It's really weird that it's in a binder,
right?
And you only see 18 cards.
Yeah,
it's only two pages. That's only front and back.
Yeah, they either like didn't understand that we needed to see the other cards to see like to get the value, or like they're like literally just had 18 cards that they're selling and they just needed a display for it.
There happened to be a binder. There's clearly more pages in there. Like you can see like in some of the clips, it'll show like a side clip or a side view, and you can see there's more pages in it.
So weird.
Wheel.
Like, would it have been that hard to just, like, flip a couple pages?
It was cut for time.
Oh, yeah.
Cut for time. We got to get this episode cut down a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, weird. What did they say? Did they call Pokemon old in there? Like, did they say some things where, like, oh, no.
Now, Pokemon was around when my kids were first born. And it was big then, but now, look, it's making a resurgence. But I wish my kids kept theirs in good condition. I swear we had all them Charizards.
Exactly.
Let's see here. I'm trying
to sell.
So this might be, I think it's a full base set of cards.
Shadowless?
Plus one random jungle.
Yeah. I'm trying not to rewatch it as we're recording here. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to just like. Just
interesting because it's not in, as far as I can tell, it's not in order at all. Like, I don't know why they organized the cards on the pages the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not lying. Like, if it was like a full base set, like they have two Mewtwos in there randomly. And then they've got like a Clefable from jungle. Like, it just doesn't make sense that they organized it like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they sell?
That's interesting. Yeah, did they sell? Or did they just appraise it?
I think they just appraised it.
Mm.
That's cool. I want to watch the clip. It'd be so interesting watching stuff like from like entertainment entities that don't specifically do Pokemon because they have to do like a background so that everybody can understand. Yeah. And so they like, yeah, really dial it back. And they're like, Pocket Monsters, which came out in 19-whatever, is a fan favorite among many people.
Like, it all started when a boy liked catching bugs. And he said, one day, I'm going to make this a thing. And then he did.
Yep.
So the guest mom purchased this binder or set of cards for $35.
Sick. Good deal.
What?
Yeah. Back in the day mm-hmm. for $35.
Back
so I
day.
Think this is an entire base set. But then, like you said, Danny, there's that one like random jungle card in there
and
as
two
well.
Mewtwo's.
So is it really an entire base set or is it just like a bunch of randomness that they assume is an entire base set?
Yeah, they're like they all say $19.99 on them. It's bugging me that it's not in order. Like more than they put the random Clefable in there, like they just picked like a random order to put the cards on there.
Right?
Yeah. They said that we're just showing these two pages in particular, and then the appraisal person is like, do you know why we're showing these two pages in particular? And I'm watching it right now with on
watching
mute.
It, we're getting live coverage.
I wish there was a way that we could play it. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if I was recording in the studio, I could do it. But alas, I'm in my brother's guest bedroom. Bam, 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 bam.
Hang on.
Maybe we do that for future episodes.
So they're talking. We have a Charizard, Shadowless Charizard. Okay, I'm trying to. We look at your Charizard here. Not alone is it a Charizard; it is also a Shadowless Charizard.
Shadowless.
This card alone in its current condition is going to be in the 2,000 to 3,000 range.
It must be. Did they look at the condition of all of them?
That's why I'm looking at the closed caption right here.
Man.
And it says this card alone in its current condition is going to be 2,000 to 3,000 range.
It must be a pretty spicy meatball.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's just like you never really know. You just always assume that ones that are from binder collections
right.
are like damaged in some way just over the years.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they kept theirs all nice and
toasty.
Nice and roasted toasty. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Oh.
Cool. Well, yeah. If you guys want to watch that video, just type that in, like Antiques Roadshow Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah. Go take a look at that.
Cool. Do it. Cool.
That's it for the podcast today.
Oh.
That's it for the podcast? Today?
Yeah. For today.
Yeah, that's
today.
The sentence
I gotta
that was
said. I got to make it for the Hot Mess Express.
I know we went through it a little bit faster than usual. Danny has to catch a train. So we had to make sure we got out of here super, super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we still had like a full-length podcast. Like it was over an hour of fantastic drama.
Yeah, don't worry. Danny apologizes. We'll be back
what?
Next week.
What? Hey, I brought a special guest to the podcast today. Actually, two special guests.
That's true. You did.
Uh-huh.
You did.
So,
hey, you know, if you're listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcast?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Give up. Hey.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts, and we'll see you all next week. Right here on the Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.